Of the Siman Reish Nun Gimel Siv Gimel. Hamashkim Ba'Beker, someone wakes up Shabbos morning, V'ro'a Shehikdicha Tavshiloi, he sees that which he cooked starting to get burnt, V'yorei Penyak Diach Yeser, he's worried that it might burn further. So, Yochi Lahosir Lahaniach Kederi Yishana Rekonis Al Pi Akira, he can go to his cupboard, he can take out a pot, put it on top of the stove. V'oz yosim hakedera sha'atavshul b'seicha al gabe hakedera rekonis. And then he could take his pot and put it down on top of the empty pot. V'izor shlo yosim kederos al gabe karka v'shteir esachas. Just to make sure that in the interim he doesn't place the pot number one that he's cooking the food down on the ground, like we learned earlier. He has to make sure he does it quick enough that it remains hot. But then he says, we already spoke about earlier in the halachas of Chazara, where if by mistake one did put it down and one had no choice but to put it down, he could still put it back. So basically what's happening is you want to put your pot further away from your fire so that it doesn't burn, but you want it to stay hot. So you pick up the pot, now you're allowed to do Chazara, so you're allowed to pick up the pot and put it straight down on the fire. So even more so that you can pick it up, put down a different pot, and put it back down on top of that empty pot. Sivkot Nayin test in the Mishnah Berurah, Yishana, an old pot, Avachadosh Osam Leslavin Ayde Achayim, Benasis Kli Gemur Ayde. In the olden days, the first time you used a pot, a new pot, is when it would, like, that would be its kiln for really forming it as a good pot. Therefore, you can't take a new pot on Shabbos and put it on the fire, because that would be a mark of a potish on the pot, finishing the clean. But an old pot, you'd be able to. So therefore, the Mishmur says, "B'kederi shalonu in our pots, shekvan nigmar tikunan vasiyosim betana shal yaitzu." Since they put it in a kiln, and the pot is complete when you get it. After sheyesh lahakel b'mukay matchak, shas atchak, you could definitely use a new pot. And I would say the same in today's day and age. I believe that all of our pots do not need any additional heating when you buy a set of pots. But like, if you want to be machmer in this, so you don't use a new pot. Sivkon pei reikonis empty demiya botavshel aslasim al kir machmosa gufa mechamosa gufa. Right. So if you can't go to your fridge, take a pot with food out, stick it on the stove, and then put your other pot back on top, because you have a separate problem of taking food. You know, we've learned and we'll continue learning how you know how to take food out of the fridge and put it on the fire. So therefore, it has to be an empty pot. Sivkon peyalf al pi akira, top of the mouth of the kira. So remember, a kira that Chazal was talking about was a stove, was like a fire, but there was a fire inside, and on the top of it, there was a place to put two pots down, but the heat came from the fire inside. So he says, you ought to put it on top. The havle kira kigrufu ktuma. Because now the kira is like it's, the ashes were taken away, garuf or cotton where they were covered. Shari Akadera say semis as a piakir. Because by putting the empty pot down, that blocks the direct fire contact of getting to this pot. Let's say the food was fully cooked. So we saw earlier that garuf or katum really is not necessary in food that's fully cooked. So let's say you left the food on the fire overnight without garuf or katum. But to do chazara, you need garuf or katum. Right? So therefore, by putting this empty pot down, right, you're now fulfilling on Shabbos the requirement of garuf or katum, because now we have the fire blocked from your vision, and you have a hecker, and therefore now you can put the pot back on top of this new pot, because now we'll see it as garuf or katum. Well, Fize says, "Hu adin gam b'tarum tanurim shalonu." The type of oven that the Chavetz Chaim had, kishayesh b'seicha, that the fire was inside. Gam ken chari litein l'mayla gabi maziva shalatana. So they had the fire inside. They had this board, which was the floor, basically the roof of the oven. He says, "Allowed to put it on top of that roof." Kimcha maziva mafsek bein akedera bein esh, because you have a board separating. Now there are those who are chaylik, and say the only time since that roof of their ovens was standard, and it was standard to put on top, that you would need another top blech on top of that. But this is what Jeru is saying. They used to have inserts in their ovens, same thing, since it's an insert, not directly in the oven. Is achein b'maril isa the tzorach lahafzik shamal maziva beza eats a daf like here. The maril says no. Like we mentioned, you have to have a blech on top of the roof of your kira, of your the oven that we're using in Chavetz Chaim's time. V'yasa makadera aleh, and you put the pot back on top of that. Why does the maril hold that? Because since it was standard during the week to put a pot down on the maziva. So therefore, that wouldn't be considered gar for katam. You need a hacker, so you'd have to use a blech on top of it. Then he says, "V'ayim magen avram v'dinei shia v'atmana shehit gam ken gemaril." Then the laws of shia and atmana, the magen avram passing is like the maril. That roof of the kira is not good enough as a hefsek. U'mash b'sham da'i de hacker davar amafsek muta filitin l'chatchilu b'shabbes. And he says that those who hold that once you have that blech, you can put any food on it, lechatchila on Shabbos. But Kivegra says, "V'chol zek ishatav shal dayin cham shloin etstani." That means that you took food off the fire. That's it, right before Shabbos, and it's still warm. That you could put it back on top of that blech. Because if not, we have our problem of Mexican mevashel, but you can never put a food back on a fire that wasn't on a fire when Shabbos started, right? If it's cold, right? Only if it's warm from when you cooked it, it's still mutter to put it back. Right? You have to be careful not to put down the pot on the floor like we saw it by Chazar that you're not supposed to return it. He said, look in the Mishnah Berurah, which we saw earlier, the nagul lahakum when it's down in the gami, and it doesn't have to still be boiling hot. If all you're picking up the pot and you're getting the other thing, it starts, it's not mamish boiling hot anymore. And as long as it still hasn't really cooled off, you could do chazara and put it back. So you can put it back on top of this pot. And kachavate, that's a minute. Let's say someone gets up in the morning and he's using a hot plate for his cholent. Let's say you have a hot plate. That's what we want to get. Because in a black today, it's easier. Most people don't have all four fires on. So you just move it around. You're allowed to move it around on the black. Let's say you're using a hot plate. And the whole thing is the same temperature. And you realize that something's drying out more than you're going to be happy by the time the suda comes. So, especially if you have disposable pans. Take a disposable pan, if you don't use a good pot. Put it upside down on the hot plate. And then you can put it down on top of that. And it'll still retain most of the heat, but not as hot. And it'll slow down your heating process. Siv Dalit. Yeshlim Chayis, one should protest b'yad ha-noyegim from those who had the custom lahatmin ba'od yoyim kumkum shalmayim. They put up a hot water kettle. Noyisim oisay, I'm not saying the word urn because the electric urns the mechaber definitely didn't have. Right, but they had a hot water kettle. Right? So some people would put up hot water on Friday afternoon. And then the noyisim oisay l'toycha k'deiro b'shabes k'shatav shal mitstamik. Then if they saw that the food was starting to dry out, what would they do? They'd add water. So the Mechaber says he doesn't like it. Now, today we know that we are noyig if you have hot water on a kettle on your blech that you could pour it into your chalent. You have to be careful. And halachas bas b'chol not make a kettle fleshiks. Urns is a machlekes, where you can go from an urn to a chalent or not, because how hot the urns get. Everyone could consult their own rav. But even from a kettle, which was hot, the Mechaber had a problem with it. So let's see what the Mishmur says. When did the Mechaber have a problem with it? So Mishmur Sif Kalim Pedalat says, what's a leimer? Shemechinim v'ayid yoyim, they would prepare Friday, mayim chamin, hot water, pen yitztarech l'ori says, in case they want to pour it into their cooked food on Shabbos. V'das ha-shulchan aruch l'um chayis b'zeh, Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it. Pa'amim, sometimes, echad hayatz ledes bay, fasheni ein hayatz ledes bay. The Mechaber was worried that at times one of the two pots may be yatz ledes bay and one not. U'kishim ma'ara echad l'chaveroi, and when you pour from one to the other, mispashlim zem zeh. If one dropped to a colder temperature than yatz ledes bay, now you're adding water that's yatz ledes bay, or vice versa, you're going to cause a new cooking. So that would be mashma, that in our cases with our urns, let's say, according to those that allow it, or if your kettle is mamish on the fiery new tzat sledes, but make your adinit should be mutter. Just the Mechaber says you have to be careful. The ayin ba'achrim shekasu l'fi ma'ashi yivu l'kamon b'simen shinyut ches, that which, like I said earlier in the simen, we'll see much more of this when we get to shinyut ches, that non-noegin ka'paiskim v'loin etzan l'gamri, that we paskin that as long as it didn't totally cool off, afilu b'davar lach, even if it's a liquid, ain't by mishum bishalayt, that there's no bishlach ha'bishum. Therefore, the way we fear zech, im kain, afilu m'echad eni yatzlad is by, even if one technically dropped a little bit below Yatzlad's boy, if he's chamed there too, and now it'll get reheated, gam kein shari, it should be mutter. Right, so therefore the Mishnah is saying the way we pass like Ramah, so definitely you could pour from your kettle into your chalent on Shabbos. And he says, v'cheinu ma'isim b'chol yoyim. Now he goes away a little bit from pouring the water into your chalent, and he says, ma'isim b'chol yoyim, now watch, no'isim l'teich ha'ka'er ha'ka'er ha'kitnis. You take from your pot, when you're sitting down by your Shabbos table, beans, you put it on your plate. And then what do? You stick your spoon back, or you go from the other chalon bowl, and there's more liquid, there's reitiv, and you pour it onto your kidneys, which began to start cooling off sitting on your plate. Right? This can happen sometimes. Let's say you have chalon on your plate, and you finish eating, you go for doubles. Right? Do you clean off your plate fully? Or we allow it, because since it's still warm, so I'm not totally cold. You can add more, even if what you're adding is still hot. Then came Kimin Shakini is the Klisheni. The kidney is sitting on a Klisheni. But now you're pouring in the Klisheni. Havle Bishel, Tri Bishel. Right, and even in our pot, you can say, what do you mean? The terrine you bring to the table is not Klisheni, but it is. Because your potatoes are Dover Gush. And a Dover Gush is a solid esdin of a Klisheni. It's done in the gamri, as long as it's on your plate, it hasn't totally cooled off. The shaykh by bishul, we pass, and there's no bishul. Then if you can do it on your plate, surely you can go from your kettle to your crock pot. The after shows up, but don't forget, when you're pouring into your crock pot, you have to lift the crock pot off the base when you're doing it, so someone else should be holding it, and you have to do it right away. And all the other halachas we'll get to when someone wants to do that. Even Ramah, he says that could be, that's what Ramah meant when he finished it off. See in Shinyut Ches. He's coming to argue with the Mechaber, and we don't have to worry when you pour from your kettle to your chant. But the Magen Avraham seems to say that even though you don't protest those who are lenient, it's best to have the custom. Now, once you're not pour directly from the kli rishon to the things that's on the plate if it began to cool off, but what should you use? Use a spoon, because now you have a whole. Now, by lifting that food on the right of on a spoon, will already be a klisheni, and by the time you pour it on your kidneys, will be iru klisheni. The ima kidneys im hamarok shabakar in the stam legami. But if the chalent sitting in your plate is totally cooled off, the vada yesh medina lizarish lagushvach aleim klirishon kimay dekaf. Surely you have to be careful to use a spoon when you pour onto it. The ma'aser today. So if by the time the chalent you go for doubles, the chalent has began to cool off a little bit, right, to the point where you're not going to say davar gush is din of a klirishon, so you don't have a problem. But if they bring out fresh more chalent, like by kiddush, and it's davar gush and it still feels like it's a klirishon, but your plate has been long cooled off, but there's mamashes on it, could be you should be makbid to take a clean plate, because you're pouring a davar gush if there's stick potatoes in that chalent. We'll stop over here.